This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, good morning to you. It's a Thursday morning. Man, this month is flying by. The 29th day of May, if you can believe it, and maybe a little bit of rain in the forecast for later today. Looks like it's maybe already over on the western part of the state, so I'm going to get some of that, but glad you're with us. A gorgeous start to your day out there, just under 60 degrees as you head out the door, just enough that you might need a light jacket. I don't know. I put a vest on just because just a little chilly, but it's going to warm up nicely in the mid-70s at some point. That's a good thing. So I'm in here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright this morning. We will check in with Sue Thomas and get your traffic in just a couple of minutes. The reaction, Kim, to the abortion ruling by the Supreme Court has been swift. Have you noticed that?
Well,
by the local media,
I'm not surprised.
They're shocked. Abortions have stopped. How can abortions stop?
The voters approved it. How can you possibly do this?
Yes, that's pretty much been it. That's been the reaction. Which you know, I mean, it's just a pause till they get this figured out. The judge will have to go back and revise his or her ruling, and then it'll be back on.
Unfortunately.
So
could be what, 2 weeks or so that they would take. Yeah. We were just talking with Mike O'Connell about that yesterday.
Beavis Shock.
He was saying 2 weeks that it might take for them to be able to rewrite this and submit it, and then unfortunately abortion being, well, available again.
Yep.
I don't even know how to phrase
killing,
that.
The killing will continue shortly. We just only a brief pause here for you, but they're having to send people to other states right now. So that's the thing.
They'll go to Illinois.
Unfortunately,
they're
having to direct people across the border into Illinois if they want to get an abortion. Maybe they'll put that mobile abortion truck back in service that was running up and down the border with Illinois for a while, just to save all the Missouri women who had to end their pregnancy. They could just drive across and meet the mobile abortion clinic.
You mean the same mobile abortion clinic that was proudly outside the DNC?
And oh, yeah.
Wasn't it that if you went in there, I don't know if it was like you got an abortion, I can't remember, but there was some restaurant in D.C., or wherever they were having that was like offering hot dogs or something.
Minneapolis or something. It was up north somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember where it was. But anyway, point being, it was some weird deal where it was like, come get an abortion, get a hot dog.
It's crazy. Just crazy. But maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. All I know is that I scoured the websites this morning, Kim, and I was right. Not a single local TV station yesterday covered the fact that a local man was charged with vandalizing and harassment of Tesla owners. If you Google this on the Channel 4 website, the Channel 5 website, the Channel 2 website, what will pop up is a story about Elon Musk, if you type in Tesla, story about Elon Musk, and a story from about 3 weeks ago of protesters outside the Tesla dealership in Chesterfield. And that's it. Nothing else.
Why don't we tweet at him? I'll do that this morning.
Okay.
I'll tweet at KSTK, Fox 2, and Channel 4. And the Post-Dispatch, and let's just see.
Why no coverage? Why are you completely ignoring this? Because if it was the other way around, it would be the lead story. I'm convinced of it. You won't convince me otherwise that the media is not being completely biased on this particular story. There have been charges filed. It's not like they're, you know, well, let's wait and see if anything happens with it. It's happened. It happened a month ago. Actually, there's video of it, and they're just ignoring it. So William Howells, I assume we've heard nothing back from Washington University.
No, and I made several calls. I emailed. Nothing.
Crickets. I don't understand it. Now, it's a personnel issue. We're not dealing with it. Is the guy still employed there? I mean,
my question.
I don't know. I'm not looking for him to lose his job, but
no.
His name has been scrubbed from the website, oddly enough.
It's
and
a
the
fair
university,
question. How are you handling this?
How have you handled this? You have an employee charged with harassing people who have a different not even people who have a different political point of view. They don't. Just because they're driving a certain brand of car, he's decided he's going to harass them. If it was sexual harassment, would you deal with it differently? I don't know. Maybe. It's harassment. That's what the charge is. So I've been watching. These are the things that I was watching yesterday, and I didn't see anything on any of the local news coverage. Despite me even texting one of the people that worked at a specific station with the information, nothing that I could tell. Anyway, just very strange. I'm going to have to inquire as to whether or not a conversation was even had. Guess what? We've got a great show for you today, including the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Homan, the Bulldog.
Border czar himself.
Yes, indeed. Direct from the White House or wherever he happens to be when he calls in here this morning. But at 7:08, we are going to get Tom Homan on the line. And among other things, we want to talk to him, obviously, about the border, but the big, beautiful bill and what it could do if it gets passed in terms of border security. It finally provides real funding to finish off that border wall and shut down this flow of narcotics and methamphetamine and fentanyl and everything else that's coming into this country from Mexico and maybe Canada. I don't know how much of it is focused on the northern border, but I have heard that since the southern border has been cracked down on that some of that activity has moved to the northern border. So we'll get it directly from Tom Homan. Love that guy. When you see him I've had a chance to meet him a couple of occasions. It looks like he's walking into a strong wind, like he's always moving forward. I love that about him, and he projects the same attitude when you interview him and when he's on camera. So that's coming up at 7:08 this morning. We will also talk a little bit more with Jeremy Cady. I mentioned the article he wrote yesterday about stadium funding and whether or not the Missouri taxpayer has any business underwriting the cost of a new professional sports stadium in the state of Missouri. Even if it is in Kansas City, let's take our Kansas City bias out of it for a minute. It's not supporting a St. Louis sports team. Even if it was, do we get any economic return from doing that as taxpayers? And Jeremy Cady's response is no, and he ran the numbers, and I'm going to let him explain that to you coming up here also in the 7 o'clock hour at about 7:20 this morning. We're going to get Jeremy on here. So stay tuned for that, and we'll get to that for you coming up. Right now, let's get to our top stories and revise that. Go ahead and take the first one for me, Ethan, if you don't mind.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The other thing on the internet is the Epstein files. What's the answer to that? The answer to that is the same as everything else. I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever, but I'm also not going to rush to get it out there in a format in which they can't rely on it.
Yeah, Kash Patel, I don't know. If you've been scratching your head on why some more of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff and all that has not been forthcoming, he's like, well, I'm still looking into it, but I'm not going to rush it. That's your answer.
You mean that a federal judge has intervened with the other two branches' ability to make policy? I'm shocked. That hasn't happened since yesterday.
John Kennedy talking about the three-judge panel that's trying to stop Donald Trump from invoking tariffs. This is going to end quickly, but for now, everybody's heralding another lower court judge decision trying to interfere with the executive branch.
We had a dead country. We had a country people didn't think it was going to survive, and you ask a nasty question like that. It's called negotiation, but I knew that. But don't ever say what you said. That's a nasty question.
Yeah, they asked Donald Trump. Somebody said, you're chicken out when it comes to tariffs, and you keep backing away, and he just let him have it with both barrels. Good for you, Mr. President.
Abortion providers have started sending patients out of state when the Missouri Supreme Court essentially banned abortion once again in the state. This is something that those clinics did during those 2 years abortion was banned between the Dobbs decision and Amendment 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there it is. That's what they're worried about. That was from the Capitol Bureau yesterday for Channel 4. So if you need an abortion, we're going to send you to Illinois for now. And then we'll come. You can come back over here once we've secured medical providers, maybe who can actually work at local hospitals, right? Maybe you can come back after there's a guarantee that we're going to sanitize the forceps and whatever other nasty instruments they use to perform the abortions. That's all the state of Missouri was demanding, was some minimum safety standards before you get an abortion. And the left hated that. And some judge agreed with them and agreed to let them go ahead and do abortions without any of those safety features in place.
But I go back to the question I had yesterday, which is, let's just say this is a 2-week process where they're able to resume abortions here in Missouri. How are you going to hire the employees needed to comply?
It may take
a
little
longer
than that.
How are you going to verify you're using the sterilization process that should have been done before this ever happened?
My guess is, and it won't be an answer that you like, is that the judge who is pro-abortion probably will rewrite the order to fit whatever the court insisted that she say, by changing one word here or one word there, and then it'll allow abortions to go back into effect.
You mean so they won't have to have them hired?
My guess is it might just be a very brief pause. And I don't think Andrew Bailey will put up with that. I think he'll go back to the Supreme Court on them and insist that they have these safety requirements in place. We'll see. We need to get the Attorney General on here and talk about that for sure. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We come back, talk a little bit more about that tariff ruling last night. The media, of course, losing their minds over it. And I thought John Kennedy summed it up very well. Wow. It's been since yesterday, since a judge stepped in and tried to stop a different branch. You're right, Senator Kennedy. You're absolutely right. Right now, let's get to our national anthem, please.
Oh, say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what separately we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? In the home of the brave.
Just blocked the majority of Trump's tariffs. The Court of International Trade saying he overstepped his authority under an International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This was, I believe, the three-judge panel. There was a Reagan appointee, a Trump appointee, and a Biden appointee on this particular panel. This was kind of widely predicted among those who study trade closely. So those European tariffs, blocked.
Yeah, blocked. Again, temporarily. That was Laura Ingraham was on the air last night when this story broke. So it's an international, it's a court that looks at international trade issues specifically. And the ruling basically said that he can... They acknowledge the fact that the president has the power given to him by Congress to levy tariffs. But they seem to attack the fact that he levied tariffs on a lot of countries at the same time. So you either have the ability to levy tariffs or you don't have the ability to levy tariffs. So she happened to be doing an interview with Senator John Kennedy when this particular news broke. She said, "Excuse me, Senator, we have some breaking news." And then she asked for his reaction, which I thought was classic Kennedy and absolutely correct, because this will be appealed. It'll probably, the decision will never even go into effect, and it's going to have no effect on these overseas tariffs. Listen.
You mean that a federal judge has intervened with the other two branches' ability to make policy? I'm shocked. That hasn't happened since yesterday. It'll be appealed. I think it's pretty clear that the president has tariff authority. Congress gave it to him. Now you can debate whether that was a prudent move or not, but I think it's pretty clear that he has tariff authority.
Yeah.
Sorry, the funniest part is that hasn't happened since yesterday.
That's what they do. They judge shop. They knew exactly which court to go to, And they got the ruling they wanted temporarily, but it's not going to have any impact. All these negotiations are already underway, and Donald Trump won. Donald Trump will win. This is not anything that's going to make these tariffs go away. He did this successfully on a much smaller scale during his first administration, and he's doing it again now. And the market is going to respond overwhelmingly in favor of all these new trade deals that are going to get inked as a result of this. Billions of dollars will flow into the United States economy because we will be able to compete with foreign countries on a more level footing. It's not brain surgery. The United States has been taken advantage of for 40 plus years by some of these foreign countries. And you had presidents come and go who were part of the establishment, and they had no intention of bucking it. And Donald Trump proved once again why he was the only man for this job, because he's the only one with the guts and no ties to the establishment that would work actively against the best interests of the United States. It is, this policy is the epitome of make America great again. You do what's in the best interest of your country first before you bend over backwards to give away taxpayer dollars to foreign countries. And that's what we've been doing. I love that, you know, I don't know if you read The Art of the Deal, but you don't have to. If you've ever negotiated for anything in your life, you should understand just basic give and take on a negotiation. That's what it's about. You always ask for more than you expect to get the first time around. If you don't, you're just hurting yourself. Why would you do that? Donald Trump understands that better than anyone. Except the mainstream media in this country and the establishment who've been getting rich off the old system, and they don't like it. So, all right, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim when we come back. Tom Homan at 7:08. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
The Trump administration, rather, is now investigating the state of Washington over a recent law that, to me, is just wild, but not surprising in the least. So here's what happened. So earlier this month, the governor signed this that would essentially require all clergy. So, of course, that would include, you know, Catholic clergy to report any sort of child abuse confession. So when a Catholic would go to confession, if that person admitted and had asked for forgiveness for that, they would have to, by law, now report that to the state. Now, some of you, you and I have talked about how we're not Catholic.
Right.
But I understand the importance of that sacrament for Catholics. But here's what's interesting, because some of you might be thinking, well, that sounds reasonable, that sounds appropriate, you know, on the surface level. But supposedly this law makes a specific exception for mandatory reporting when it comes to doctors who hear admissions from patients and lawyers who hear admissions from clients. So why is there some sort of a exception for the doctors and the
lawyers? Patient confidentiality, and I would assume a lawyer's client confidentiality requirements exceed those of a religious situation like a priest.
I don't know that I agree with that.
That's not the law.
Well, it's a new law. They just signed this into law.
No, but I'm saying I you've always had that confidentiality there existing between lawyers and doctors. But that's enforced by the law.
Right. That's always been in place that you can admit to the crime
and
they don't have
to
report it.
Would require
clergy
specifically to basically violate their church dictate, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, so the Catholic Church is basically pushing back on this, and they have said, they've threatened priests, if you comply with this law and betray the confidentiality of the confessional, that they will face excommunication. In fact, one of the local Washington TV stations went out and did this, and they interviewed one of the priests, and I want you to hear from him.
I don't know of a single priest who would break the seal of confession. We'd all go to prison before we did that. Civil law has no meaning or threat to me whatsoever.
Now, I'm not surprised by that they're all saying they would go to prison before they would break that.
Well, who would confess anything if they knew that that the priest by law would have to go report it to somebody? I mean, I see that. Now, I also see the twist there that the clergy abuse scandal that has rocked the Catholic Church and other churches for that matter, although not as widely maybe as the church clergy abuse scandal, it is audacious and in many cases many more of the guilty parties might have been caught and prevented more abuse sooner under a policy like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see both sides of that argument.
Yeah. So that's why I was saying when you just read it on the surface level, it makes sense. Like I get it. I don't want kids getting abused. No. I don't want that someone just to feel like they can be fine with saying, oh, well, I am asking for forgiveness and therefore I'm going to keep doing it, but I'm just going to, I don't agree with that. But I also don't agree with the idea of confessional. But anyway, that's because I'm not Catholic. But this whole thing is very interesting to me to see what happens with this. They also, as part of the story, that TV station interviewed somebody who says she had been abused by someone in the church. And she's obviously frustrated. Well, she celebrates this, but she's frustrated that she feels like people have gotten away with it. Listen to her talking about it.
It's about children.
That seal of confession is not in the best interest of especially children reporting sexual abuse. It may be helpful to adults who want the secrecy for whatever reason, but to a child who's been harmed seriously, I believe the church needs to review the canon law and change it.
The Justice Department is announcing that this would be a First Amendment investigation.
Wow.
Into what they're calling an anti-Catholic law.
I don't know. I struggle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
With it,
I do get the struggle because I want to protect the kids.
The church covered up that scandal for many, many years by taking the abusers and moving them around to different places, mm-hmm. and the abuse continued. So in other words, they just sort of looked the other way, and thousands of children's lives were changed forever. And the church, I don't think, has ever taken full responsibility for that. Now, changing the rules, making a law changing the rules of confession, I'm not sure is the answer to it. Guilty conscience ought to have been the answer to it a long time ago. There clearly wasn't enough of that.
I could justify. I go back and forth on this too. I could justify saying you have to report it, but I guess I feel like if you're going to require Catholic clergy to report it, if someone says something about that in a confession, you know, during confession, why would you not have a doctor report it? Like, if this truly is about protecting the children, then why would you make an exception? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't.
That's where I struggle with this. Where I feel like there is reason to believe that this is anti-Catholic, because I understand HIPAA. I get, but this isn't HIPAA. To me, would be more like, you know, oh, I have this disease or I have this whatever, and it's releasing my personal medical information. But if someone is a patient, goes in and confesses to their doctor, I'm abusing this child, is that HIPAA? I don't know if I'm not saying it wouldn't be something else, but I don't think that would fall. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that would fall under HIPAA. So I don't see why, and aside from some other confidentiality clause or something that they have, what else would protect them from that information not being shared with the state or with local law enforcement?
It's a tough one.
I
don't know the answer to that. Here's what I know. We were so the priest abuse story probably first started ramping up with victims coming forward in what, the mid-90s, maybe even later than that, maybe 96, 97. And the reason I got hired at Channel 4 all those years ago is that there were suddenly five openings at Channel 4 because a reporter and a news director got fired for ethical violations in the way they handled a story concerning the Catholic Church. And I know I've told this story on the air before, but I think it just shows you the powers that were brought to bear to keep the lid of secrecy on this abuse. So they were the reporter, his name was Jeff Rainford. He served with Mayor Slay for years. He's still on the air with Reardon in the afternoons here now. He's been a consultant since he left reporting. Was contacted by a priest, former altar boy who had said he'd been abused as a child and turned to a life of male prostitution. He lived out of state. He said that whenever he came back to St. Louis, he still would meet and get paid to have sex with the same priest that abused him 20 years earlier. So when he came to town, they tried to set up a sting-like operation where they had cameras trained on a room. They were going to record the two of them meeting, obviously not them having sex or anything. But when the church got wind of this story, they threatened to basically boycott, have every parish in St. Louis boycott Channel 4 for daring to try to do this story implicating a priest in child sex abuse. The reporter got fired. The news director left. Like three other reporters all left at the same time. This was this would have been in the summer of 93. And I came into town and looking for a job. And suddenly they had five openings. So I got a job indirectly as a result of that scandal. And had that been reported then, had they handled the story ethically? Because the complaint was they violated the ethics of reporting because they basically participated in the illegal activity, like they paid for the room or something. I don't know, whatever wherever this was going to take place. And the local prosecutor, Peach, I think was his name, got involved, and he was going to file charges against Channel 4 unless they publicly agreed not to air the story and apologize to the Catholic Church. And I mean, it was a big deal, but it was one further bit of evidence that instead of being concerned about an altar boy who'd been abused by a priest who's now turned into a male prostitute because of that abuse, they were more concerned about the damage to the church, and therefore they shut it down.
Well, I find
and had that story broken in 1993, it might have unleashed that floodgate of complaints by abused people who'd been abused for years a lot sooner. But instead, it took maybe two or three or four more years longer before more of those stories started to surface and that whole scandal really blew up.
Well, that was unacceptable the way that was handled, that they
came and
tried to shush everyone from trying to report it.
Right.
I think the difference might be that this isn't the church, the specifically talking about knowing a priest is abusing somebody. This is about somebody who's saying coming into during confession.
Right.
So I know that sounds really harsh for me to say that, because obviously there's still a child that's being very badly hurt here. So that's why this whole situation is this topic is so tough. But to me, it is a little bit different.
Yeah, well, no,
It's not the church necessarily covering up something within the church. It's somebody from the outside coming in and saying to the priest, this is what's happening.
Yeah, that,
I just think
fair.
If you're going to have the clergy be required to admit it, I think, for example, the doctor should be too.
Interesting. All right. Food for thought this morning, Kim. Thank you. Coming up, as I mentioned, we're going to talk to Tom Homan, the Border Czar himself, live right here about a few minutes after 7, about 7:05. So set your clock, or you can follow it up and listen to it on the podcast if you can't listen to it live. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
On the internet is the Epstein files. What's the answer to that?
The answer to that is the same as everything else. I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever, but I'm also not going to rush to get it out there in a format in which they can't rely on it. So on the Epstein matter or any other matters, we are diligently working on that. And it takes time to go through years of investigations, years of political maneuvering, and years of cover-up to get the American people what they deserve. And that's what I'm going to give them on everything.
Yeah. And if somebody says, how long is that going to take? You know, we always see investigations in Washington that end up in blue ribbon commissions, and it doesn't seem like anything comes from it. Do you think actual prosecutions will come from some of this stuff?
I think from some of this stuff, when we go back and look at things like the pipe bomber case, the cocaine in the White House, January 6th, and Crossfire Hurricane, the prosecutorial decisions will lay at the Department of Justice, but we are rigorously investigating them, and I think we've developed some great leads. And I also think we're not going to wait for any blue ribbon commissions. That's up to Congress. If they want to do that, that's totally fine. They're a coordinate branch of government. But we've got answers coming on all these matters.
Good. Cash you Patel promise. There.
I do.
Yeah, Cash Patel there talking to Brett Baer. And this has gotten some mixed reaction. When you heard Patel and Bongino last week both saying that Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself. Well, he was found hanged in a cell, but he was on suicide watch. Who was watching him? I mean, how did that? There's still so many questions about that. So I think people have legitimate reasons for asking some of those questions. Okay, well, you've confirmed that he did indeed hang himself. How was that allowed to happen? If you're on suicide watch, people just conveniently didn't watch you for an hour? I mean, come on.
What does that entail, by the way? If you're on suicide watch,
I don't know.
Is it a small population of the jail? So someone is quite literally watching you, sitting outside your cell?
You would think that would be, like, if you were constructing a policy for that, the policy would be, all right, we're putting a camera on this schmuck, and we're going to have a guard in a chair right outside of his cell at all times, so that he doesn't kill himself, because he's got dirt on so many high-ranking people around the country and celebrities that we need to get that information out of him, and we're not letting him take the cheap way out. And instead, this guy was in a cell around the corner, blocked from view with no camera on him, and he was left alone for long enough to hang himself.
This is This is a dark question. I know they take your shoelaces and your belt when you go to church, when you go to, they don't
wow.
do that.
They conflating don't do, those two, aren't you?
They don't do that when you go to jail, but was it a sheet? Is that, I can't remember. Is that
I
what he
so.
Used?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
So listen, this was Dana Loesch's response to that last night. Go to cut three, please.
I find that answer very interesting, because I feel like, you know, Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying that there's a chance. Like, I feel like there's some information that can be gleaned from what he said. But, you know, also, you know, I give Cash Patel credit. He's going into a bureaucratic entity that has been drowning in partisanship and partisan ideology to the point where it's affected their operability. It's affected recruitment. It's affected their ability to even see through jobs and prevent tragedies. I mean, we could list those as well. So I would imagine it takes time. It's been, what, 4 months? I'm going to give him some grace on that. That said, I don't trust my government for anything. I mean, as far as I know, there's aliens out there in Bigfoot, Sasquatch communities. I have no clue. If you tell me, Dana, there's possibly that, there's probably that chance that it's there, I believe it.
Yeah, thank you. What about Area 51? That's the one I want him to address next.
I would love to know more about that.
It's on a need-to-know basis, sir, and you don't have the need to know. That was a great line
from Independence Day. Are you out there?
Are you kidding me? That's not real. And his Secretary of Defense says, well, sir, that's not exactly true. What do you mean? I'm the President of the United States. Well, you didn't have the need to know. Wow. All right. Coming up, we're gonna get to Tom Homan, Tom Ackerman. We got a big show for you. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.